division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Rogue Agent Podcast, brought to you by Media Junkie. If this is your first time listening to the Rogue Agents Podcast, this is a show where we get together to discuss the state of the game and share our thoughts on the Division 2. Each and every Monday, you can find us on your podcast platform of choice. And while you're there, go ahead and rate us and share it. It helps us out a ton. I'm your host, as always, Jamar, aka Thundercats on PSN. And every week, I'm joined by fellow agent Wes, aka Demented Wes, on the PlayStation Network as well. What's up, man?
What's up, man? Hey, you should probably mention in your Thundercats 06 thing kind of how it's spelled, because, you know, there's a Z and not an S.
That is true. It is Thundacats 06. That's actually a good clarification. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I got your back, bro.
Well, we're recording on Sunday. It's late at night, so we're not interrupting, you know, any of our Mother Day plans. Shout out to all the moms and all the children of moms, which is everybody. Okay.
Shout out to literally everybody in the world, is what you just said.
Pretty much. But no, I hope you enjoyed spending time with your family on Mother's Day. I definitely did as well. And a few days before, well, actually last week, May 8th, we had a pretty big announcement. I guess as far as announcements go in the Division world, with massive state of the game, and I think we should probably cover it, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good news that came out, and I'm pretty excited. It's gonna get me back into the game.
Well, since you mentioned that, let's go on to our first segment of the show, which is the hype check. And after watching and listening and going through all this and getting the notes together and even playing some a little bit last week, I'm pretty excited for Title Update 3. I really am. My hype is through the roof right now for the game, because I went back in. I'm trying to grind some of like the Nemesis pieces or whatnot, and that was kind of like a mess. But just playing the game again and knowing that there's going to be things to do, I'm pretty excited. So my hype level is up there, man. It's through the roof, if you can't tell.
Mine's still low, and here's why. Yeah, I'm excited about all these updates coming out, but they're not out yet. On Tuesday, they could say, hey, we're delayed a week. Something's wrong with it. They've got to patch it or blah, blah, blah. So it's not out. When it comes out, I'll be through the roof with you, because I'm excited for the changes. But right now, I'm still like a 4 out of 10, which isn't bad. I mean,
no.
Even C's get degrees. Even D's get degrees sometimes. So like, it's fine.
I could understand like that position right now. I could totally get why you wouldn't be like through the roof. I think it's just more of me wanting to be excited for the game is kind of helping that a little bit. But yeah, I guess this isn't the spot to say it, but I'm going to do it anyways. So if you guys haven't, you know, been paying attention to the Division 2 universe, we got an update from Massive just letting us know, like, hey, Title Update 3 is coming this week. Like I said, we're recording this on Sunday, so we'll have it out this week. The episode will be live Monday. I don't know exactly what day. Is it going to be during, like, the normal maintenance? I probably should have looked that up. But just keep your eyes peeled. I'm sure there'll be some maintenance, and we'll get the update. But they did push back the raid. So the good news did come with a little bit of bad news, but I actually, the more I've been thinking about it, I don't think it's actually bad news, because I think it's a lot of changes that just went through. I think it'll give us enough time to get like acclimated with how the game is playing, and then we get straight into the raid. So with that being said, I don't know if we should even really do the agent clock, because nope. I guess it probably really hasn't changed much. I mean, I probably played maybe another like 4 hours collectively over the past week.
What?
So nothing has really changed. Yeah, 4 hours just here and there.
When?
I don't know, man. It just, some days when mainly on my off days now, I like to take my iPad, sit out on the patio and do like the remote play and just mess around in the game. So that's pretty much it. But I also did clear up a lot of my inventory because I just had so many things I was afraid to get rid of. So that was most of the 4 hours was going through and doing that.
So one of the raids coming out, like I know you mentioned that they're delayed again. They delayed them in April and they said they're coming out in May. Now Title Update 3 is coming out and it's delayed again. Any idea when they're coming out?
They just said in the coming weeks. So I'm assuming it's still going to be May. And if you kind of go recall back to the last episode, I kind of called this. I'm not going to, you know, toot my own horn. But I was like, I was thinking like Title Update 3 is going to come out. And I feel like we just weren't quite ready for the raid. Just because everything was coming out at once. So we get all these changes and then boom, here goes the raid. We didn't really have enough time to prep for it. So I'm cool with them waiting if that means that it's going to be good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with them waiting too. But the one thing that I've always liked about Massive, and one thing that we've talked about, I mean, this is what, week 10 that we've been talking about Division 2.
Yay, we should celebrate.
Yeah, oh, 10. Yay, week 10. What's up? One thing that I've always talked about in these podcasts is how on the point they are in fixing things and listening to the community sometimes. I mean, PvP still blows, but sometimes, I mean, they you know, they're listening to us and they're constantly releasing stuff and they're constantly updating it. And there were never any issues with the delay. So I don't want them to become like other developers that like tell us something too early and then delay the shit out of it, like Crackdown 3 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing that sets Massive apart, because even when they make a delay, they're very, very transparent. And they're saying, like, look, this is what we're working on. This is the reasons why we're doing it. And honestly, that's kind of like a good segue because one of the major changes, and we talked about these the week before and the week before that, and even when we had Mason on, like, we were kind of excited for the Title Update 3 because we were having the potential of getting a higher gear score. So that gave us, like, that, you know, restarted that treadmill a little bit. But they did, at the top of the show, outside of saying like, hey, the title update is coming next week and we're delaying the raids, we also have to address the 500 gear score. So they decided not to do the 515 gear score. So basically everything, they just made it more lucrative and easily, no, I don't want to use the word easily, but they just basically gave you a concise sense of like, this is how you get the 500 gear score. And they also guaranteed more better 500 gear score. Because right now when we play, we get like things based off of our gear score average. So it's like 494, 470, you know, random stuff like that. But now we will get guaranteed 500 gear score. So basically the reason just to summarize it, again, you can check like their official statement like on their blog, but the main reason was just like they feel like there's a lot of changes being made and they didn't want to like push it out like right away.
Are they still bringing everything down? Like if we were already recalibrated, I know they're bringing the recalibration score more, talking about that, but are they still bringing it down? Like if I was at 510, am I going to turn it on until 3 launches and be at 500?
So they didn't explicitly say that. And if I'm incorrect, by all means, like just, you know, shout it out or whatnot. But I didn't hear them say that our gear score will actually drop. I would imagine that's going to happen because, like, you know, I have gloves that I've recalibrated up to like 512 or 511. I'm assuming those are going to drop down to 500, but then the level of the recalibration score is going to be at a certain spot, which I guess that it's not making the gear worse. It's just reallocating the number in a different spot, which also would mean that if it's the recalibration score 70, then that means I can actually recalibrate those gloves to a higher level now. So you can actually get your gear up better versus before it was just stuck at 515, you know?
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm confused because at first I was like, oh man, that sucks. Like there goes the reason to play the game. But then after a lot of the changes and stuff they're making to the recalibration and then like the weapon changes and stuff, I'm like, you know what? I think this would be good. It let me really focus on getting my gear the way I want it. And then by the time like a week or so, cause that's going to, you know, get boring after a couple weeks, then we'll have the raid, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it too, and I was like, yeah, it kind of sucks. I, you know, wasted hours upon hours running through tunnels every 24 hours to collect electronics. That way I'm able to upgrade all this shit and, you know, recalibrate it to a higher score. But I'm kind of excited that they're going to bring it back down if they do that, because now I have kind of more of a purpose, if you will. Right. We talked about for the past 3 weeks straight that whenever we collect gear, I just instantly hit delete because I know it's not going to be better than what I already have. I've gone through thousands of pieces and nothing has changed. So now it kind of gives the game a little bit more purpose and a little bit more thrill.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. And I guess let's just point out, like, I just summarized, like, what I was getting, like, from the state of play and then kind of looked over, like, their full list, like, their full patch notes. But this is, again, just, like, a summary. So I would definitely go, like, to Division's, like, website or check out, like, the Division subreddit, because there's a post there that has, like, all of them kind of copied and pasted to that. So I picked out things that I thought was important. I mostly cover most things. But first, let's just talk about, like, the gear score. So like we said, the gear is going to be maxed out at 500, but they're giving us more ways to get that gear and to guarantee the 500 gear score. So for that specifically, you have contaminated loot in the dark zone.
Boo.
So they're going to increase the value of the contaminated loot. And with that being said, there's some other changes in the dark zone that I'll just kind of foreshadow to. But
before you do that, let's talk about contaminated loot for a minute.
Go ahead.
I never mentioned this. I can't stand it at all. Because I have no idea if it's worth even wasting my fucking time going through the dark zone to extract it. Sometimes 100% of the time so far, that contaminated loot is garbage. Now, I know they're going to make it better. But in Division 1, if you picked up all this crap, you could see if it was worth it. Like, oh, I want this gun. I have to extract this gun. And then the thrill becomes incredibly exciting, fighting your way to extract it and trying to survive PvP. When it's contaminated, I don't give a shit if I lose. I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? There's no thrill to that, which bothers me.
Yeah, I'm hoping, because again, this was like the biggest rift, or this caused the biggest rift back in when they were first talking about the patches in Title Update 2 or Title Update 3, was, hey, the gear is going to be 515, but you got to go to the dark zone to get it. And most people kind of had the same sentiment as you. It was like, first of all, I don't even want to fucking go to the dark zone because I'm enjoying everything the rest of the world has to offer me. But on top of that, you're going to make me go here and not even guarantee that the loot's going to be that great. And I think this is something that we're just going to have to, like, try it. You know what I mean? Because I really do think that that's their intention. And I think that's where you're probably going to get some of the best loot. And they want you to get that thrill, because I do. Like, I'm with you, man. Like, I hate picking up something and then it's all scratched out and I can barely see what it is. I feel like I'm watching, like, HBO in, like, the 90s and I'm trying to, like, change the channel back and forth to see through the static. I hate that. But at the same time, if I know what I'm going to get out of here is going to be really valuable, then it's going to cause that thrill of, like, you know, the butterflies in your stomach, the heart racing. Like, I want that feeling again. So hopefully we get good loot. Like,
yeah, when we play now and we go to the dark zone, I like going to the dark zone. It's fun. The PvP is broken, and people, if you look at their gear and you look at what they have, it's not even close to what you have, but they melt you, right? It sucks. That's what I don't like about it. But when we go there now, I don't even pick up the contaminated shit because we can only hold, what, 5, 6, 7 items maybe at most?
No, it's only like 4.
I know
it's five. No, it's
5, right?
Yeah, I think it's 5. It's definitely such 5.
A minimal amount. To the point where it doesn't even matter, because I'll pick up the other stuff, which historically has been significantly better.
Right. Uh-huh. I think that's their way of, again, I think they want that to be the core of, like, the PvP experience, is going through the dark zone, basically how we had that feeling before with the dark zone in Division 1. And I can't say that it's gonna be good because I have no clue, but I really, really hope that we do get better loot drops to where it's like, dang, this is really good. I want to keep going, and that hunger keeps you going, and then people are gonna be bitches, and then you're gonna have to, like, I just hope that's the case. But even if it isn't the case, the great thing that they announced is that there was other ways to get it, which is like a sigh of relief for, I would imagine, the entire Division 2 community, because they are giving you options to get the guaranteed 500 loots, or I want to say loot score, but the 500 gear score drops is going to come in three other form and fashions. The one being like the heroic missions. So not hard missions, but heroic missions, and not challenging missions, but heroic missions and strongholds. And then also completing like bounty bosses. So all three of those bosses in those three types of formats. I feel like I said that really weird, but you're gonna get guaranteed 500 drops from them every single time. So that's a good way to like farm. Also, level 4 control points will be level 500 or gear score 500 drops guaranteed. Now, with those ones, you have to be at 500 at least. So we're already at 500, but if you're not at 500 and you do a level 4 control point, it's not going to be guaranteed 500, which makes sense. And then another thing is the daily missions are going to be guaranteed like 500 drops, like from bosses. So that's pretty cool. So it's not just the Dark Zone and the contaminated gear, but it's everything else in the outside world. So it gives us a balance, you know?
Which is great for people that don't want to do PvP. Like normally we don't want to play that route. I mean, I have no problem playing it, but normally it's not the way we play.
Right. I think that's going to be cool. I know we kind of touched on some Dark Zone stuff, so I kind of feel like we should just go into that right now. I'm going to skip down because I had that a little bit later, but let's just go into like the Dark Zone because that's what we kind of, that seems like a hot topic for us. First and foremost, the bosses are going to guarantee, so any name bosses, I should say that, clarify that. So any name bosses will now guarantee a 500 contaminated loot drop.
Good, as it should.
Exactly. Again, it's contaminated, so we won't know if it's great until we actually extract it.
Yeah, but I mean, what's worse
We'll
than
see.
taking down these named enemies and getting this purple stuff? Like, it's crap. Like, you're taking
Right.
down these big enemies and you don't get anything. It's purple. I shouldn't see anything purple.
Now, this doesn't, like, any of this doesn't guarantee that there won't be like purple and lower level loot. It's just guaranteeing it from specific activities. So taking down the name bosses will get us guaranteed 500. The harder landmarks will actually have the possibility to drop multiple 500 contaminated loot. So when you go into like certain parts, I mean, you guys know if you've been into the Dark Zone, you can notice by the chevrons on it if it's a harder or normal landmark, the harder ones are going to give you more opportunity for the 500 loot. Still not a guarantee, but definitely multiple opportunities for it. And then the this might not be a great one for US, but so basic, veteran, and elite NPCs are going to have a lower drop rate. So they may drop less items in the update, but it's going to be a higher chance of it being good contaminated loot.
That's fucking
So it,
bullshit.
I think of it this way: instead of us giving us a bunch of bad shit, it's gonna give us less good of good shit. You know what I
It's
mean?
like when you're fighting the big bad guys. Like, maybe, yeah, they're not named, like the brutes, right? They're not named, but they don't drop anything. And that's so
Yeah.
offensive to me.
But I mean, with this now, with having the guarantee, we know we're going to get stuff from the name bosses. And then everyone else, it might not be a guaranteed drop, but when we do get drops, it's going to be a better, of higher quality. So that's cool.
Yeah.
I would say that's at least cool, you know? Basically, we'll see a lot less purple, hopefully.
Oh God, I hope so. Because there was, I mean, there's you can go hours getting nothing but purple, and that sucks.
Oh yeah, it's frustrating. And this is it right here. So the bag size is increased to 10. Now, I'm going off of memory because I didn't write this down and my memory sucks, but It's not instant, just you load the game up, title update 3 is there, and you have 10 slots. It's actually changed through the DZ perks. So I believe like a specific level will increase it to like 8, and then another level will increase it to 10. So it's not an immediate 10 slots, but it doesn't look like it's really hard to, adjust that, which is kind of
Good.
cool.
That's good.
And then the rogue cooldown, so being able to just, pop that off of there is going to 5 seconds now instead of the, I think it was at like 20 or 15 seconds, I'm not mistaken, but I guess that basically helps. So that's again, not if you're like in disavowed status. Or wait, now I'm confusing this. Yes, disavowed is the higher level, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm,
Okay.
yeah.
All right. So yeah, I was thinking this right. So it's not for, it has nothing to do really with the disavowed level. It's just if you go rogue, like, hacking the terminals or something like that, your cooldown is much faster, basically after you die. So you're not staying in that rogue state for a longer period of time, which is nice. And
Yeah.
then this one is pretty awesome too, because if we're getting people are going to be more likely to be bitches just because they are higher level drops and contaminated gear. So we are going to lose, I think it was like 35% less or 35% reduce in loss of XP in Dark Zones. So like if we're getting in there and we're just getting our shit pushed constantly and
Wait,
we're not gonna keep dropping levels.
did you just
Does
say
that make
getting
sense?
our shit pushed?
Yeah, that's
That's a
a reference from
terrible
tra
saying.
I've ever since I've seen Training Day, that's always like my thought in my head is
Why
you
is
ever
your
get your
poop
shit
so
pushed
close where it's being
in?
pushed? Like, what? This should be up in your large intestine. Like, what? Ew.
You're thinking way too much into
I can't get it out of my head now. I'm pretty sure my life is ruined.
it. Well, I mean, hopefully that we never get to that level
I saw
of
Training Day and I don't remember that
it's at the end when he's in the room, he's like, you ever get your shit pushed in? Watch it again, man. Watch it
No, no
again.
way. No way.
So that, I mean, that's basically everything, like the main things that were in the Dark Zone. I pretty much wrote down everything because I feel like all of those are important.
Hashtag don't be a
And
bitch.
yeah, still, hashtag don't be a bitch. Have some fun. Go against squads. Like if you're a squad of rogue players, fuck up other squads. That's cool. But if it's one person in there and you're a squad of four fucking with one person, that's being a bitch, you
Yeah,
know?
we're all in this together. Like,
Right. Now
all right.
I'm gonna jump back from the Dark Zone and let's talk about crafting and recalibration. So the first major change with the recalibration table is that chick, which I do not know her name. You would have thought I did some homework for this, but she will now actually sell blueprints at her station as well. So typically every week there's like a vendor reset and each vendor has different, like each different vendor is selling like different blueprints for like gear or skills and whatnot. Well, she is going to be the one that sells all of the blueprints. So you'll just go to her every week and see what new blueprints and stuff she has, which that's pretty cool. Like just have it all located in one spot.
Yeah, I'm okay
And
with that.
then this one here to me, I wanted to write it in all caps because this is probably the most important thing. And I almost brought it up earlier when you were talking about going in the tunnels and picking up material. Since we've been doing that, we ran that maybe a few times a week. I have been capped at material for so long, and I can't recalibrate anything
Yeah,
because I'm maxed out.
it's
But
nothing.
now,
It's great opening up 400 things up and just seeing that red, like, nope, can't pick this up for
everywhere,
all night.
everywhere. So
Yeah.
the caps have been raised. So starting at like 350 to 600. So, basically anything that's like 400 now is going to go up to 600, and I think there's other two other things that are like 250 that's going to go up to 350. So that's awesome. So I can finally not see the red for like, of course the things that I want isn't real. That's still, I don't know if they're going to change that to where I'll just pick up the stuff that I need, but regardless, being able to see that is going to be awesome for me now.
Yeah, I'm into that. So I can quit seeing that stupid symbol.
And the exotics at the crafting table now will automatically craft to the max gear score of your world tier. So if you're in world tier 5 and you craft an exotic, it's not going to be 450 or 490 or 470, whatever that bullshit is. It's going to be 500, which makes sense. And it also makes sense because there's another big change for the exotics that I'm really excited about as well. But well, I'll mention that later.
Doesn't help. I already sold my shit, so.
But, again, giving us a reason to play the game. I'm down to fucking, you know, farm for the hyena parts again. Like, I want to do that because I would like a max gear score chatterbox, you know?
Should have, like, 4 million keys now.
Oh, yeah. That should be no problem. So we already talked about this one a bit, but the recalibration, just to go in a little bit more detail, the recalibration no longer changes your gear score. So it's not going to bump you up to 515, 505, whatever. Your gear score is going to be maxed out at 500, and then you'll have a separate score, which is my next part, is the recalibration score. And that's going to be added to your gear now. So that will be maxed out at 100. So in theory, you could have 600 gear score,
mm-hmm.
right? If that's yeah. kind of the way you look at it, but it won't say 600 gear score. It'll just be 500 gear score with the level of 72 recalibration score.
Yeah,
and I think that's going to be a cool way to do it. It's adding more numbers and more math and more things to look at, but I feel like that's an awesome way to kind of get it. And then once we get that gear score max level again, it'll kind of give us even more opportunity to get better gear, which is pretty cool.
So many maths.
It's so much maths. Like, this game is like 99% math, 1% shooting people and finding stuff.
All the maths.
Now, the next thing I want to talk about is the mission changes. This is something I thought was pretty cool. I wrote it second, but I thought it was the biggest thing. So whatever, I'm just going to go first. So there will be an optional post-mission summary with, like, the details and stats of how you played that mission. And I feel like that's pretty cool.
So now we can see how Jason kills 3 people, right? Jason, I know you're listening. I'm just playing.
That's exactly my point, though. Like, I like that. It's optional, 1. 2, I love that it's at the end of the game versus being, like, during the game, so it's something that you can see the whole time. But yeah, it's a ton of different stats, so I don't know what it is because they didn't show like a screenshot or anything. They just kind of gave like a brief summary on it, but I imagine it's going to have kills, damage that you've done, revives, health that you took, or like heals, like you healed yourself essentially,
yeah,
or healed other players, armor that you busted, stuff like that. That to me, it's cool because they already have all those stats. It'd be nice to see that afterwards. So now, yeah, after we complete a mission, real quick, after we complete a mission now, we'll spend 15 minutes going over our stats and then our typical 45 minutes going through all of our gear. So
that's awesome. Like, I'm super into that, and I actually feel really bad that I made fun of Jason. He's not out here to defend himself, so we got to have one next week just so we can make fun of me.
Or make fun of him, because the release will be out and we'll be making fun of him if that's the case. It's all love. He's a media junkie member. He's a fellow agent. He's dear to our heart. He's a good friend.
Yeah, we love him.
Another mission change is the bank headquarters in the Roosevelt Island. Difficulty has been reduced for solo players. I never took on any of those really solo. I think I did the bank headquarters maybe solo before.
I've never really done any of the missions solo. It's more of a multiplayer game to me. Like, I don't really want to play without my friends.
Right. I guess that's good. I mean, it's good for people who don't have friends that want to play the game, right? You know? I do remember Mason mentioning, like, before that doing some of the missions or doing heroic was, like, basically scaling almost improperly for a solo player. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but at least they're paying attention to solo players as well. That's cool.
More than welcome, Tabby. We always need a 4.
All right, wait. It broke up for me, and I Yeah, I'm guessing though. Let me
Oh,
see
did
if
it?
I got this right. You said if you are a solo player and you don't have friends, fuck off. My name is Demented West. Send me messages because I'm the best. Is that what you said?
How you got it perfectly. It cut out too. How did you
No,
get that?
in all seriousness, I do believe it was like a pretty good thing. If you don't have people to play with, hit us up. We're always looking for a four, especially with the raids. It's Demented West and PlayStation and
Hey, that's me.
Thundercats 06, THUNDACATZ 06 and PlayStation as well. So we can be your friend.
Yeah.
Only if you want to
I'll be anyone.
be.
I'll be anyone's friend.
Yes,
No one should play a game
that's true.
alone, especially like a game. Not that this game isn't bad alone. It's just on
It's
like
fun
with
to
friends,
laugh
it's way
and have a good
funner.
time for sure.
Yeah.
So
Oh yeah.
this one's pretty cool. I didn't even really expect this. I thought they were just reducing the sponginess of NPCs, but they actually had a whole NPC rebalance in general. There's like six things that they changed. So the first one, veteran, elite, and named enemies are getting damage decrease, which just seems pretty cool.
Oh.
I don't know if that's going to make the game easier or if it's going to make it better or but they're just getting a decrease. So, all right, that's cool.
That's just intriguing in
Another one that I thought
general.
was intriguing and I thought was necessary is that they're greatly, and these are the terms they described. I'm, not making this up. They greatly
Greatly.
decrease the melee damage from tank NPCs, which is awesome because when they run up to you, and I'm assuming the tank NPCs is going to be the dudes with the sledgehammers and then the minigun dudes. But if they hit you, they can literally take all your armor away with just one hit. This doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
And
that was a bunch of bullshit.
then,
That's what that was.
oh, I was.
We played with that one guy. We played with that one guy online, and there was like those what two or three tanks, and they just kept decimating us. Like it wasn't even fun, and we weren't even doing anything
Yeah,
wrong
if
or
they get close
bad.
enough to hit you, it's pretty much lights out. Like pretty much lights out. Another thing though, because it wasn't just
Yeah.
the NPCs that had like swole arms, it was also any other NPC that could just hit you and take a lot of damage. So they are moderately decreasing melee from non-tank enemies. So moderately and greatly. I thought that was kind of funny. This one here is, man, this one is really, 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 really good. You ready, Wes? They are decreasing
I'm ready.
the NPC grenade throwing accuracy.
Oh my, thank
So I
the
just put in the notes,
Lord.
goodbye, Tom Brady, because now we don't have to worry about getting hit with the most precise grenade throws in any history. Like, I'm just so happy. I'm so happy.
I didn't understand some of it. So, and then you get like three grenaders, and then you just have three grenades just being lobbed from the most impressive distance, and you can watch it. It's almost like a shooting
And
star
there's
coming
nothing
right at
you
your
can do.
face. You can just watch it from across the
And
map, like there it goes, and here it
it's so
comes,
well
and there it
timed
is.
and it's so accurate that sometimes when you would even roll, I feel like they were just like leading the passer because they knew where you were going to go. Like, okay, if I throw this grenade, they're probably going to roll to the right. So I'm going to throw this and it's just going to curve the grenade to the right somehow. Like, I'm just so happy that that's going to be decreased. Now, they did say decreased. That didn't mean that they're going to be, just dumb. They're going to be decreased. So we'll see. Two other ones here for NPCs
That's
aren't
funny.
for enemies that they changed. They're for.
One of them I'm really
Yes,
excited
I
about.
don't know which one, but I think I know which one actually. So actually, I'm gonna just read the one I think you're excited about. The hostages aren't fucking idiots anymore, so they're actually
They're
less.
more
Thank
protective of their
God. Like
lives.
it was so frustrating. You do like a hostage situation, and you're like, cool. Boom, boom. I'm saving these dudes. And then they just run straight towards the fire. And they're just like, oh, I'm just going to stand right here. Let's see if you can kill me. dude, I'm trying to protect you, and you just run straight into the bullet fire. I can't help you. You have a pistol, and this dude has a minigun.
Sometimes I felt like they were just shooting themselves with their own gun. Like, what? Like, they were just dying for no reason. They weren't taking. We would leave people because we're like, this guy doesn't deserve to live. Fuck this.
Another one that's still cool, but sort of minor. And this is, I guess, again, if you're starting, you know, from the beginning, which this is kind of nice for you, but us being already a World Tour 5 and everything maxed out, it really won't change too much for us, but we'll see an improvement. But I should just say it. Like, upgrading your settlements will make your friendly NPCs more powerful. So I'm assuming that they just overall won't be, you know, dying left and right. So that's cool, right? Yeah.
I'm cool with that. They're still gonna die.
Well, funny you said that, because most of the times you're going to notice this is and when you do control points. And they did some pretty cool updates for the control points themselves. The first one I didn't think was an issue, but I guess it was. So normally on the control points, you'll do other little small activities. It'll be like +1, +2. It would increase the threat level of the control point, and it'd go all the way up to level 4. Bigger number, harder difficulty. But yep. I guess that wasn't clear to a lot of people, and rightly so, they fixed that. So the difficulty will now be just straight up labeled or displayed at the control point. So you'll have normal, hard, challenge. I guess that makes sense. It's clear. It makes more sense for people. So that's cool. The control point officers will now revive down players, which is cool for solo people. So like if you're playing, I know you're like reading notes, but I didn't put this in here. It's for solo players only though. So if we're in a group, we got to revive each other.
That makes sense. Cause I was really intrigued and interested in it, but I've been really weird if I'm looking at you like, hey, Jamar, I'm down. Come save me. And then this random NPC character.
I'm like, nah, I'm good. Oh, I got he you. Got you.
As he's taking bulls like a hostage, you probably nah,
it's just one of those other things of like making the game better for people who are playing solo, which is cool. It's cool. Another thing that I think is actually really cool.
That makes sense.
Because if you are playing, and this is solo only, I didn't put that in there. Should have probably put that in there. But if you're playing solo and you die while you're taking like a control point, you can revive to the NPC, like the civilians. So it actually is going to be much broader than that. So when you look at your map and you see like the green gun like moving around, or like the green resource things moving around, you can spawn to those locations now. And actually, now that I think about it, I don't think it's solo only. I think it's just for anyone. Okay. So, like, instead of if we want to go to a control point and there's a, you know, resource gatherer convoy or whatever, a friendly one, we can respawn directly to that, which just gives us more respawning options other than just a safe house. Because I'm not going to go through every week and take over every single control point for it to be like 5 minutes later, they're being attacked and I got to do it all over again. So, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, because fast traveling places sometimes is difficult. Like, you can do your house, your safe houses and such, but you unlocked all these control points, and I'm glad they get taken over, but, like, they all get taken over relatively quickly. So it makes it harder to fast travel around the certain areas around the run all the way there.
So they fixed it. Yeah, I'm really happy about it. And this is why I'm saying, like, putting this together, all of these small little things are just making me excited to play the game. That's what I mean. That's why my hype is, like, so high. I don't know if it's so much for the content, but it's just to see, like, how all these new little fixes are going to, you know, actually roll out. This one, I didn't really know where to put it. They just kind of briefly mentioned it. And I'm actually pretty excited about this because I stopped doing the projects. I'm sure you probably did the same, unless it was ones that we just kind of happened to do just by naturally playing the game. But the settlement projects will actually reward blueprints pretty much all the time. So that's cool. So
Good.
Yes, that's the cool thing. And you know, for a while there, again, we've played this game with 4 days and 5 days or whatever total, like hours, not, you know, 5 days. But yeah, anyways, I didn't even realize that there was so many more blueprints for like weapon mods. Like I thought, oh shit, I just got all the mods. That's it. No, there's so many more that we just haven't gotten just because we haven't gotten like blueprints. I feel stupid. Anyways. Yeah. But now we
won. We don't get blueprints that often. Like I would totally love a blueprint for an MK7.
That would be nice.
Military MK7.
Let's do those projects. So this one here.
Let's do it.
Title update 2 changed a lot of things with the skill power and all the builds and mods and all that stuff. So this really doesn't fix any of it. It's just mostly just about skills and some of the things that they changed on the specific skill. So whether or not you have a skill power of 300 or 0 or 5,000, these are just things that are changed for the specific skills themselves. So the assault drone actively searches for new targets, which is, again, everything I keep reading is just like, this is cool. This is good. The defender drone,
yeah,
I guess, is it necessarily good depending on how you look at this, but the defender drone now drains faster after the first bullet deflection. So what this means is that essentially I'm interpreting this as if I'm a developer for Massive, which I'm not, but I'm interpreting this as pop the defender drone. It's not going to drain really fast if no one's shooting at you. As soon as someone starts shooting at you, then it's going to start that drain, which means you need to have mods to keep it longer. Which this, I think, will help with PvP. Because a lot of times when we're playing in conflict, a lot of people were using that drone. And now it will go away a little bit faster. So, like, it's not going to last as long once you start shooting at the person. So I think that might be good, possibly.
Just had to mention conflict.
Well, a great day. Nah, this ain't going to make it any better for you. But the chem launcher clouds no longer stack. So before, you would stack your corrosion or like your health and stuff like that. But now if you shoot out a health cloud or whatever, that's it. It's just going to... it's going to heal at that same rate as you have, like, with your mods and everything attached to the chem launcher. So if you don't have a lot, then it's going to just do its shit and then disappear. You can't pop, like, 3 of them to make it stack and make it heal faster or corrode armor faster or whatnot. So, again, just balancing out the game. I think this is something to do with, like, the PvP. So maybe that'll help out. Again, I won't bring it up at all. The next one is the Reviver Hive. And, you know, we use this most of the time when we're playing like PvE because we just like to be, you know, badasses in a newer cover sometimes. Yeah. So this actually wasn't a huge change. They're just making it more reliable. And it's also going to have a faster revival time, which will help out in certain situations. So as a tangent to this, Wes, you know, we normally have the, you know, Reviver Hive. And then we go into the Dark Zone and we forget to switch it because we're like, man, it doesn't work when you go to the Dark Zone. Well, I just came across an interesting post. I forgot the guy's name. So sorry if you listen, you know who you are. But on Reddit, he said that if you it doesn't drop automatically, but if you drop it before you get down, it will revive you. I didn't fucking know that.
Oh, really?
So if we're in a firefight and, you know, we're about to get outnumbered or something, if you drop the drone, like I keep saying drone, if you drop the Reviver Hive, it'll kill you once you get down. So maybe, A, making it more reliable, and B, knowing that, it might be actually pretty useful in the Dark Zone if we're, like, in a squad. That would make sense.
There's nothing. I'm glad they're making it more reliable. I don't think that the shortened or the faster revival time is needed. I like how it takes longer to come back. So it kind of makes, you know, once you use it, you can't use it again for a long time. So your ass better be careful. I like that. Kind of gives it more of that thrill. So I'm looking for the thrill of the hunt. You know, it's fun. I'm glad they're making it more reliable because there's times when you go down and that pops out and doesn't pick you up. It gets you like 80% of the way there. Like what the hell?
I guess they said like it's just, you know, situations, and again, video games are cool, but they're also hard as fuck to make. And
hey, I just watched Raising Kratos. I give these guys all the credit in the world. I know guys like us will go on Reddit and Twitter and just be like, they're not listening to us. They're so much
right.
behind
it's,
the game. There's
it's just hard. You know, it really is hard. But they're figuring it out. So hats off to them. Literally, I just took my hat off because my head was hot. So another thing that changed, and I kind of might actually go back to this, but I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. I'm still confused. But the Riot Foam, so the Riot Foam's base duration, so this is just if you don't have any mods or anything applied to it, against NPCs, it's been decreased. That's basically it. So they don't sit in, they're not stuck in the front or in the foam as long as they were before. You can still attach mods to it to increase that, but it's not going to be as long as it was before. So I don't know. Yeah. This one's actually pretty cool. The scanner pulse cooldown is reduced from 120 seconds to 90 seconds. And there's some things, like I really kind of feel like I want to get into the scanner pulse. I know it doesn't seem like as effective, but I do miss like just popping the pulse, like one in the dark zone, because you could see like if there's any agents around. But two, I miss doing that just like in missions. You just like see, boom, yeah, here goes everybody. It highlights it. So before, I didn't like using it because it took forever to cool down unless you had mods attached to it. But now the base or cooldown is going to drop down to 90 seconds. I feel like that's a pretty decent amount of time to equip that and make it useful. So I might look into that.
I can't even remember the old.
You just hit that
Division 1. But remember,
yeah,
disappointed it wasn't.
Now I want to say, was it R1? It couldn't have been R1, was it? Yeah, because you didn't have two. I think it was because you didn't have two skills.
I don't know, I can't remember.
No, you did have two skills. God, like I said before, my memory is garbage, so I don't know. I'm going to skip talent changes real quick. And we talked about the Dark Zone. Okay, here goes two that I just think are just awesome and also sad at the same time. So I'm going straight to gameplay improvements. They just mentioned just a few that they called attention to. There's definitely going to be more into the update, but the first one is the bounty arms are gone. And when they discussed, like when they were like doing the state of play or state of game, damn it, you Sony, when they were doing the state of game, he just basically said, all right, let me show you. This is the fix that's going to be gone. And he just raised his hands up in the air and he was like, they'll no longer do this. And that was like, it's so funny. There were so many times where it actually just make me chuckle when you click on like a bounty screen and you see the character's arm. Like, what the hell's going on? So I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, good, that's fixed, but also that's kind of sad. This one for me, I don't think you said you weren't noticing this as much, but you did replace your hard drive in your PlayStation. I have just the standard hard drive that's in the first generation, whatever you want to call it, of the PlayStation Pro, and the textures take so long to pop in sometimes. It's so annoying. Like, this game is beautiful. Like, the lighting and everything is so great about this game. But then I go and I get in cover on a wall and it's like a triangle, and then it just pops in and like, so disappointing. But anyways, they are drastically improving the streaming for textures. So it's going to make it faster. I'm sure it's not going to fix my hard drive and make it like an SSD, but it will make that faster. Somehow they figured out how to do that with programming. So I'm happy. I'm really happy.
I've never experienced
it's so weird, man. Like, it's the weirdest thing. It's like switching, like if there was a button. Actually, what's that game? I can't think of the name of it right now. The Switch game that was the Messenger. So in the Messenger, you could switch from like 8-bit to 16-bit. That's basically what I'm doing on my PlayStation 4 sometimes. I'll switch to like PlayStation 2 graphics, and then it'll up like It'll be a second, and it'll go to PlayStation 4. So that's basically what I'm experiencing, if that could sum that up for you. It's not fun. Not fun.
Huh. Yeah, I don't, never experienced.
It's just the it hard drive,
pro
like
issue.
It doesn't spin fast enough, I guess. let's see, what do we have? What do we have? Oh, okay, we're gonna just mention this one real quick. If you guys listen to the show, you know we are not giant fans of PvP. So if you want a ton of PvP information, the best place to check is Division's website and see the patch notes for all of the PvP stuff. I just pulled one thing out that I thought was kind of interesting. Now that the players are going to scale to the max world tier gear score, as opposed to before dropping down, I think it was to like 450. So when it would normalize your stats, it would normalize your stats down to like 450 instead of increasing it to 500. So I think where that's going is that gives you a more realistic aspect of what your build and your weapons will do versus another player. So, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Next, weapon changes. We have been talking about weapons for a while, man, like a very long time, and specifically exotic weapons. And our biggest gripe with the exotic weapons, there just was no reason to use them. They were cool, they looked fun, but it just didn't give you a reason to. But now they did. So they are heavily increasing the damage for the exotic weapons. So I'm pretty excited about that. I know, RIP, I'm going to pour a little bit of water out for your missing chatterbox, but we're going to get you another one. It's all good. We're also going to have to farm for the nemesis and try and find other exotic weapons, because I really want exotic weapons now. If it's going to increase the damage that high, I'm really, really excited to get some. So,
yeah, I mean, they're going to be
how
worth
it should
it.
Be.
That sounds great, actually.
another thing that changed with the weapons for you, Wes, since you're running the sniper build, it's survivalist, demolition, and which one are you? Hunter? I don't know. I can't think of it. Yeah. All right. The dude with the TAC-20, the cool folding sniper rifle, that guy. So they're actually...
Yeah, the sniper.
No, a survivalist is the crossbow. Right. Demolition is the...
God,
memory's trash. Anyway, so the TAC-20 is the name of the gun that you have, but the cool thing with it is they're giving you an additional zoom on the scope. So like, I played with it for like a few seconds and I was like, oh no, this is not for me. I just wanted to kill someone so I can get the trophy and be out. But no longer does it zoom all the way to 10. I think they didn't specify like which level zoom level you get, but it'd be cool if you get like a 4x zoom and then a 10x zoom, or like, you know, 6. So it's not like boom, all the way up close and personal, I can see the boogers on this NPC. It'll be, you know, I can just shoot a little bit further back. So I'm excited for that. I might actually mess around with that a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds fun. Everything's fun, man. Okay, everything sounds fun. Now, the talent changes. This is like our last like category of big changes for Title Update 3. And with the title changes, or the talent changes, oh God, Jesus, there is a long list of them. I went through a few of them because I thought I picked one that I knew was like really popular. And then the other two I selfishly chose because those are two I use. So if you want to get the entire list of that, again, I cannot urge you enough. Just go to Divisions, like go to the Division 2 like website. On the left-hand side, I think it's like a little drop-down. I'm giving you all the wrong navigations because my memory sucks. But I know it's under News and Updates, and it's the second post, and it has the entire patch notes for Title Update 3 that we're getting here. So check them out. Like, you make sure like your talent hasn't changed, because they've changed talents on gears, and they changed talents on weapons. I didn't really put down any of the weapon changes, like weapon talent changes, because it didn't really affect me. I mostly use like Ranger and like Viper and stuff like that. So I didn't, none of them were on there. So I think they're all mostly like PvP, like oriented talent. So check it out on the website. Again, I apologize. I didn't have everything, but we also don't want to do a 2-hour podcast. So the first one, Patience. By
That's true.
name, I was like, what is this? And then I actually loaded up the game. I was like, oh my God, this is my favorite talent. So it's the turtle shell for like knee pads. They, yeah. So
Oh,
I don't
turf
think
was
it's
my
gonna,
favorite.
it's not a huge buff, but, or nerf. Nerf is negative, right? Yeah, whatever. It's not a huge nerf, but basically they're increasing the amount of time it takes before it starts to repair your armor. So the description is, after being in cover for 5 seconds, armor repairs by 5% every 1 second. That used to be, after being in cover for 3 seconds, your armor would repair 5% every 1 second. So it's just giving you a little bit longer time. I guess it's funny, and I wrote this down mainly because of this. It's just making you more patient. So, okay, that was funny. So the other thing too is it now requires 6 defense attributes as opposed to 5. I'm wrong, as opposed to 7. So they have made it a little bit easier to obtain with like your little shield and everything. So that's pretty cool. Another one I've been using is Berserk. And
I
I like
like it.
Berserk just because I feel like a badass. Like I pop up, you hit me, and that little the little axes pop up on there, and I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, my damage is getting higher because you're hitting me. It's awesome. So they increase the required max armor to be depleted from 10% to 20%. So now it won't kick in until you have 20% armor depleted, and then every piece after that will increase your damage. But again, that's not too terrible. It went from 10% to 20. It just means I'll be a little bit closer to death for my weapon damage to increase, but I'm all good with that. And then also, it requires 7 offense attributes, which that one was 6. So that did go up. That's cool. Yeah, whatever.
I
The
dig
last one I put on here, I
it.
just, from seeing on Reddit and stuff, I saw that this one was like a pretty popular one, was Clutch. And again, I haven't even seen this one. And if I have, I probably just overlooked it, but it seems pretty cool. But it increased. It basically increases, or how do I want to say it? It gives you health every time you get a critical hit. So what they did and changed it is an increased health gained per critical hit from 15% to 20. So you actually get more, but it also reduces the amount of armor you get from critical hits to 2% to 1%. So it's giving you more chances to get armor, but it's giving you less armor. Or wait, no, it's giving you more health, but it's giving you less armor. Yeah. So
I was about to
this
say
actually
that's
sounds cool. I put down this
backwards.
because I'm like, dude, I gotta find this like clutch. It seems pretty cool. So every time you get a critical hit, you're gonna get health and armor, and that's pretty cool because my build currently is geared towards critical hit chance and critical hit damage. So that could be pretty helpful for me. So.
Oh man, I did not stray far enough
But
from my
now we're
build,
going to
that's
get
for
better
sure.
gear with better talent rolls, or like better talent chances and better stat rolls. It's going to probably be more compelling to switch off of your gear. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that's the case. So we'll see.
Yeah, makes sense.
I think that really covers majority of the changes. There was another thing down here that they removed specific accommodations. And they basically just added some new ones. Just basically, once the update comes out, just check your accommodations. They really just removed a lot of the ones that were like, I mean, again, I love Division 2, but some of these accommodations were ridiculous. So one was you had to be log in onto the game. Was it like 20 out of like 30 days every month for like 12 months?
Oh, it was
And I'm like, dude,
ridiculous.
I love this game, but there's no way that I'm gonna remember to do that. That's just a lot. That's a lot. So they removed a lot of like the time sensitive ones that were basically, instead of encouraging you, I get the idea, they wanted you to just come back to the game, but it was just kind of sleazy the way they were doing it. So they changed them. That was it. Yeah, like
I didn't really understand that one.
I mean, it would be cool because you'd have that patch and people would know, like, this dude is like borderline obsessed with this game. Like, that's basically it. But I'm glad they took that away because I don't like to not be able to get things, and I wasn't going to get that.
I would never get that one, no matter how much I love a game. I couldn't play an entire game for a year for 20 days out of the month.
It's not even just that alone, because of course that's going to be the problem. My biggest thing is just remembering. Like, I can't even remember to grab my house key. Like, you want me to play the game every day? Yeah. Like, that's just insane. That's insane.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that pretty much covers like most of the changes and stuff that were, you know, entitled to the game. And I'm, like I said, pretty excited to try them out. That's going to drop next week, so hopefully earlier on in the week, so we'll have enough time and play around with it that we can record and talk about it, because next week, next episode, probably will be about the title update 3, I would imagine, right?
That should be the update. Yeah, well, I can't wait to play it. It should come out
Wednesday
or Thursday.
So that'll give us enough time to dig deep and mess around with it. So we'll give you guys our like outlook on all of these changes, whether they were cool or whether they were just okay or whether they need to change them back. We'll be here next week on Monday letting you know that. So tune in. Now it's time to do the outro. And I just wanted to use this special segment. I know you like to always shout out like a different country that's someone listened to our podcast. And that's all really cool because we love the fact that we have people who are fans who actually listen to something that we make, which is pretty cool. But I actually have a special shout out this week to, I'm going to screw your name up, dude, but Brett Deloach. Anyways, it's at Deloach_Brett on Twitter. He hit me up and just basically said, dude, like, I like what you guys do. I enjoy listening to the show. Like, we're laid back and cool guys or whatnot. And I got that message and I was like, fuck, man, that's really awesome to get somebody to say like, hey, I mean, we have like these people listening. And again, like we say all the time, reach out to us on Twitter. We want to just kind of be friends with people, you know, and we're making this because we love the game. And there's other people out there that listen to that love the game as well. He was just one of those people that just hit me up and I was like, fuck, man, that's pretty cool. That's really awesome. So I wanted to give him a shout out and let him know I appreciate that. I don't want to say we do this for our fans. We really just do this for ourselves and also because we don't have anything else to do on Sunday nights. But I mean, I'm shocked that someone hit us up and said something really nice. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's that? And you know what else is awesome, Jamar?
Denmark.
What's up, Denmark?
Well, I'll go into the remaining pimping of our own stuff, but again, if you guys listen to the show, please share our show. Like, just share it to anybody you know that listens to, likes the Division. That's our main goal, is just to get out and touch as many people as we can. Yes, I meant that really creepily. So yes, someone say hi to Wes, whether he's on PSN again, Demented Wes. Or hit him up on Twitter at the only Wes Smith.
I mean, you could do that there, or I mean, even just send a message enough on the Media Junkie.
Well,
Media
let me Junkie tell them exactly what that Twitter is. That's going to be at Media Junkie Vids, and that's Vids with an S, and that's going to be for Twitter, and we even got that for Instagram. So if you want to tag us in a cool Division II post, hit us up on there. If you want to tell Wes, hey, how you doing? Hit him up on there. Again, Media Junkie Vids with an S. And then we have a great website that we created all on our own called youtube.com/Media Junkie. And we post some cool videos over there. It's been a little bit dormant. Bear with us. There's a lot of Nintendo Switch stuff and some comic stuff and some cool stuff about other movies and stuff like that. But hit us up on there. If you subscribe to us, we promise we'll do some more cool stuff.
Even there's a video on there on how to share your PlayStation.
Yes, I highly recommend that. Share your games on PSN. Sony, please don't come after us. But yes, this is an amazing feature. It helps you and your friends play as many games as you possibly can without being poor, because games are expensive. Because talented.
And if you have an old Nintendo laying around that doesn't play games, we even teach you how to boil that bad boy.
Yes, and that's science.
Every single time.
You know, you're getting high-level scientific help on our YouTube. So again, youtube.com/mediajunkie. And last but not least, of course, we have a Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/mediajunkievids with an S. And Wes, tell us some cool stuff about the Twitch channel, man.
The Twitch channel is pretty cool. So we play a few different games. So we'll play Apex, or we'll reluctantly get on Fortnite sometimes and play on Fortnite. But we're also doing something a little bit different. So we're having someone kind of become an affiliate of Media Junkie, who's very good at Fortnite. And he's a great player. He's someone that people like to watch. For example, he started up his channel 2 days ago, and he already has, he's close to 200 people following him. So he's growing relatively quickly. And if you want to give him a follow, also obviously follow Media Junkie. You can find him at Twitch, which is I'm Divine Shots. It's I'm, and the Divine is D3, the number 3, so no E for Divine. And then Shots is Shotzz. So it's always an option to follow. But always don't forget to follow Media Junkies. We don't stream on there as often as we stream on YouTube.
Absolutely. And we'll put that in the description there. So if you want to check that out. So that Venn diagram of Fortnite and Division 2, if that's you in the middle, you can check them out. Well, I think we did all of our outro stuff. You know, how we end every episode. Since the dawn of time, since BC, since the Big Bang.
I get so sweaty.
The Big Bang Theory. I don't know, man. I'm tired. We're going to end this episode like we do all episodes with our patent-pending hashtag that it's been trending 0 times at this point, which is a new world record. And
only in my heart. Trend.
And that being said, it's not Don't Be a Bitch, which again, don't be a bitch. It is hashtag Let's Go Rogue. Let's go rogue.
Let's go rogue. Boom. Got it.